From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Sex education curriculum in Columbia Public Schools will include education on sexual harassment, sexual violence, and consent beginning next school year. Sydney Steele has the story.
House Bill 1606 requires that by July, any course relating to human sexuality include these topics. Parents will be alerted of this curriculum and may choose to remove their student from the classroom during this instruction. The school board voted unanimously to implement the updated curriculum required by state law. However, Superintendent Peter Stapleman says this is nothing new for Columbia schools.
That has been a part of some of the conversations in class. The language here is new language from state statute. We are really thoughtful that parents should know what their children are learning.
The board also approved a contract with a new substitute employment service, EduStaff, and calendars for the next two school years. Sydney Steele, KBIA News.
Spousal maintenance or alimony laws in Missouri from the 1970s are still in effect. Republican Senator Mike Searpois said at a Senate committee hearing yesterday that these laws are vague and Missouri needs to join other states that have updated alimony laws. The proposed bill defines marriage lengths and required spousal maintenance for short-term, moderate-term, and long-term marriages. John C. Snyder II is an attorney in Kansas City and says it's hard to determine the outcome of spousal maintenance cases under current law.
Missouri families are forced repeatedly into this very adversarial, expensive, and unnecessary litigation.
One opponent of the bill says family courts already don't look out for divorced women, and this bill would hurt them. St. Louis University is testing a new vaccine for avian influenza. As Shayla Farzan reports in St. Louis, the research is part of a federal strategy to prepare for the virus outbreaks before they happen.
The first human cases of avian influenza H7N9 virus appeared about 6 years ago in China. Since then, the virus has caused more than 600 deaths. The National Institutes of Health is funding an effort to test an avian influenza vaccination at sites across the U.S., including SLU. Sharon Fry is the director of SLU's Center for Vaccine Development. She says right now, H7N9 avian flu only passes from domestic poultry to humans, but that could change if the virus mutates.
That major shift in the strain can cause pandemics because people have not been exposed to it earlier.
SLU hopes to enroll up to 80 paid volunteers for the vaccination trial. I'm Shayla Farzan.
Parole boards across the state could have more discretion on reducing sentence length for eligible felonies. A Senate committee heard bills yesterday afternoon that seek to modify mandatory minimum sentence laws. Republican Senator Ed Emery and Democratic Senator Carla May worked on specific details about which violent offenders are eligible with the help of the Department of Corrections and the governor's office. Crimes such as murder and kidnapping would not be eligible. Senator Emery says prosecutors were concerned about how to address minimum sentencing.
Their concern was with the number of judges. I think we have over 300 judges in the state, and it left a lot to the imagination.
Some senators questioned whether or not drug crimes should be eligible and how to handle repeat offenders that commit different crimes. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.